In a letter to a friend, Jesuit theologian and mystic Karl Rahner offers a recipe for preparing for Christmas, something to augment, and arguably even replace, the emotionally appealing customs which are only kept up with a certain skepticism. We ought not to bumble into Christmas, or really any of the great feasts, he argues. Have a plan. As anyone who has baked for Christmas knows, planning is key. But true brilliance lies in throwing caution and cholesterol to the winds and using the richness of yeast and butter and eggs in good measure. The thin, tinny taste of baking soda and margarine's inability to stand up to the heat leave us unsatisfied in these deep moments, even unsettled. It takes more than what is in our usual pantry, so we move into territory we don't usually frequent. We take risks with spices and use rich ingredients wildly. Rahner suggests a similarly courageous abandonment of our normal habits as we prepare for Christmas. Have the courage to be alone. This is seriously practical advice, not a rhetorical device. Seek out a quiet path or a lonely church. Find a room where you can be alone. Go. Once there, wait. Silently. Don't talk to yourself or even to God. Just wait. Just listen. What do you hear? This takes courage beyond measure in the season of parties and people. For what might we see? Ourselves as we truly are, cracked and broken and glorious and loved? God, mysterium tremendum et fascinans. God within us and God without. In Colin McCann's novel, Let the Great World Spin, the monk Corrigan tells his brother that his prayer has been reduced to the point where he has no words. But he is sure of this. God listens back. Go, now, take the risk. Be alone in the silence. Be still, and let God listen back.